I'm so glad that Jesus calls himself the truth. I don't know about you, but sometimes in this dark world in which we live, it seems like everyone is lying. With this political season upon us, it just feels like you can't trust anybody. When anyone on TV or on the radio or podcast opens their mouth and tells us one more thing, doesn't it just seem like you feel sarcastic? Like you just don't feel like you can believe what anybody says anymore. God is truth. I do not like to be lied to. Do you? I don't know, but in my personality, I'm just super sensitive to being deceived or tricked or manipulated or lied to. I want the complete honesty. I want all the cards on the table. I want to know everything. I want transparency. But after you hear so many people tell half-truths in this sinful world, and maybe you've been lied to by people you trusted and people you loved and people who left you and rejected you, and it's very difficult to trust, a benefit of having God as our Father is that our Father does not lie. Every word in the Bible is true. You can trust every single promise of the Lord. It will come to pass. He always speaks truth. Every word of Scripture is truth. There have been three times in my adult life, my husband and I have had very difficult circumstances, and they've been different each of the three times, but overwhelming times where we could not find the answer. And we didn't know how we were going to get through the burden we had on us. And it happened when we were in three different places. First of all, in our first newlywed studio apartment. Secondly, it happened probably about 15 years ago. And I remember where we lived. It was our second house that we had lived in together. And thirdly, it's happened this past year. Different trials. We all have these things. But you can't find your way to the answer. Each of these three times, I decided to write out Bible promises on 3x5 cards and put them up on our kitchen cabinets so every day we could rely on those Bible verses and those Bible promises. And every day we'd read them through the time of our trial. And each and every time, over a period of months, God has shown us the answer and God has come through for us in amazing, miraculous ways. God wants us to, can I say, hold his feet to the fire? God wants us to test him on his honesty. He wants to be tried so he can show us that he always tells the truth and he always keeps his word. And ladies, he does. I can testify with praises to the Lord that his Bible promises are true. He has answered so many prayers, and you can say that in your life too. So a huge benefit of having God as our Heavenly Father is that we have a Heavenly Father that tells us the truth. He always tells us the truth. Open his word, find his promises to you, and lean in hard to those promises. He'll never steer you wrong, and he'll always come through. Walk in love. Let's love God through loving others this week. Have a great week, friends.